So we're beginning Maseches Chagiga, of course, the very beginning, HaKol Chayavim. So Chagiga is a pretty short Masech, though. It's what, I think Chaf Ches is the last daf. Now, for the first half, it's pretty easy, but once you get to the second half, it gets a little challenging. So just stick with it. And as we get to the second half, there'll be some nice fun agata, some challenging psukim, and in the end, we'll get to some really, really difficult Tumah V'Tahara. But day by day, daf by daf, we'll get through it. So the Masechta begins, the first Mishnah says, HaKol Chayavim B'Riya, everyone's chayiv to do the mitzvah of Riya. So what's the mitzvah of Riya? So there's a big machlokas, Rashi Tosos. So Rashi writes in the very top here, HaKol Chayavim B'Riya, B'mitzvahs Riyas Kol Zechurcha, Shetzvichen Nehisraus Bazar B'Regel. There's a mitzvah three times a year on the regel, the Shlosh Regalim, to go appear in front of Hashem. That's the mitzvah of Re'iya, according to Rashi. There's a very long Tosas here based on Yerushalmi that he says referring to the carbon Re'iya. That when a person goes to Har Bayis on Beis HaMikdash on the Regalim, you need to bring a carbon Re'iya. So Tosas says it's the carbon Re'iya. Rashi says it's the actual just being present, being Nisirah, by being seen by Hashem. So HaKol Chayav Me'iya says the Mishnah Chutz, Mecherish Shote Vekatam. These individuals are pater, v'tumtum v'adragnus, v'noshim v'avadim, she'enam mishuchrarim, ha'chiger v'asuma v'achole v'azakein umi she'enu yachol alos b'raglav. Okay, let's go through each. Cheresh is a deaf person, shot is a person who doesn't have das, a katan is a minor, tumtum, v'adragnus, tumtum is a person we don't know the gender, andragnus is one who has both genders, v'noshim v'avadim, women v'avadim, she'enam mishuchrarim, avadim kananim that are not fully freed. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Hachiger, a person who is missing a leg. Vasuma, a person who's blind. Hachol, a person who's sick. Vazakin, someone who's too old. And then Mishenu Yachol Lalo, Spiragla, a person who just can't make it up the mountain. So the Mishnah wants to know, Ezu Katan, what's considered a Katan? So normally it's referring to, we know Katan's under the age of 13. So what's the question of the Mishnah? So says the Mishnah further, or Rashi says really, Ezu Katan, Aval mikan ve'elach af api she'eno chayiv min ha'Torah hitilu chachamim al aviv val ima lechancha b'mitzos. So we know katanim are pata from mitzos, all mitzos their isos. So what's the Mishnah's question? Ezu katan. So they want to know at what point is there chayiv chinuch? At what age is there chayiv chinuch? We know every single mitzah depends on the particular mitzah. So it comes to titzis. Once a kid knows how to put titzis on, he's chayiv. When it comes to tefillin, it's not until a child knows how to have a gufnaki, which is not until a month before, whatever the minhag might be. When it comes to lulav and nesek, it's depending on the age, he knows how to shake to the four different ways. So each mitzvah of chinuch, it depends on that particular application. So what's the age of chinuch when it comes to the mitzvah of Riya? So the Mishnah says, Ezu katam, kol she'enu yachol lirkov al ksefav shel aviv ulalos mishalayim lahar bayis divrei beishame. Any child who cannot ride on his father's shoulders and to go up to Yushalayim, from Yushalayim until Har Bayis, that's the shear according to Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel Omrim, Kol Sheinu Yachol Le'echos B'yado Sh'aviv U'lalos Mishalayim L'Har Bayis She'emar Shalosh Regalim. So according to Beis Hillel, it's an older age, you have to be able to walk holding your father's hand. According to Beis Shammai, you have to be able to, a younger age, as long as you can ride on your father's shoulders, even though you can't necessarily walk. So now, I want to go back to that Rashi for a second. There's a very important Rashi here. So Rashi says, see Rashi, Ezu Katan, I want to read it one more time. Aval mikan ve'elach, Rashi says, afa pishenu chai min ha'Torah, hetilu chachamim al aviv al imo lechancho b'mitzah. So there are two important lines in Rashi. He's making two assumptions. Anybody know what are the two assumptions of Rashi here? It's definitely mitzvah derabanan, that's for sure. But there's a machlok, two machlokism here we find throughout the Rishonim. One is, what's the nature of chinuch? Is a chinuch placed upon the parents, or is a chinuch on the child? That's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Brachos. Chachamim said, when the child gets to this age of being able to walk, the age of being able to wear tittis, it's his obligation to wear midirbanan, to wear tittis, to shake lulav and esrog. Or is it a mitzvah on the parents to ensure that the children are doing mitzvahs at this age? So that's a machlokas Rashi, Tosas and Brachos, and elsewhere, but so here he's clearly assuming it's a Tilu Chachamim al Aviv val Imo. What's the second big assumption Rashi makes here? Al Imo. And both. Everyone agrees it's on the father. There's a big machlokas whether it's on the mother as well. So it's based on the Sugya Nazir. I think Daf Chav Zayin talks about whether the mother can be mechanech a child to take upon themselves a nazir. The father can mechayev the child to become a nazir. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether mother can make a child become a nazir. So it's based on also the sugyan sukkah, daf bezim and bez, about Hilni Amalka, her children. So she was widowed at the time, and she had seven children, so she had them sit in the sukkah. So they bring a riot from there, the fact that she was being mechanech her children, even though she was the mother. So there's a tosis Yishanim and Yuma, but either way, that's a big machlokas Rishonim, and Rashi here assumes that there is a chiv on the mother of chinach. Fine, then the Mishnah says, at the end of the Mishnah, Beishame omrim hari'iya shtei kesef, v'chagiga mea kesef. So to look at Rashi, just for some clarification, Rashi says, Beishame omrim hari'iya shtei kesef. Gadol habali heros. We're talking about a gadol now. A gadol who's coming liheros to be seen by Hashem with a shechina. Tzarech lahavi ola. He needs to bring a carbon ola, which is the ria. The ria, it's an ola saria. He brings a carbon ola. We know there are different types of carbonos. An ola gets kula kolil. The entire carbon gets burnt on top of the mizbeach, so it's an ola. So the ria here is an ola. Veina pchusa mishtei kesef. It can be no less. You have to buy it for at least two silver coins, which are shtei mos kesef. Shein shlish dinner. Okay, it's a whole calculation here. And then next Rashi, Vachagiga, which is Shalmei Chagiga Chayavim Hayechidim Lahavi Beregel. In addition to the Ola, you also have to bring a Shlamim, which is called a Shalmei Chagiga. Now, while an Ola gets completely burnt by the Mizbeach, the Shlamim is shared by all parties. The Mizbeach, the Kohen, and then the one bringing it, which is one of the reasons why Rashi, Allah Torah says, why is it called the Shlamim? Because everyone at Shalom, everybody gets a piece of the carbon. So according to Beis Shammai, everyone agrees you're bringing an Ola Sharia and a Shalmei Chagiga. How much do you have to spend on it? So again, Beis Shammai holds Shtei Kesef for the Ria, and the Chagiga is Mea Kesef. And Beis Hillel Omrim, he argues, Haria Mea Kesef and Chagiga Shtei Kesef. He thinks it's the other way around. We'll see the Gemara explain this. Okay. There is an important tosis here in the bottom here. I'm wondering whether should we do this or not. Let's go by. This time afterwards, I'll come do the tosis on the bottom here. So the Gemara now says, Hakol Asuyemai. We know whenever the Mishnah tells us Hakol, it comes to include some other party that had not been mentioned yet. So Hakol Asuyemai, who is it coming to include? Asuye Misha Chetu Eved V'Chetu Medchorin, a person who is half free and half enslaved. Okay, so such a person, the Mishnah only mentions an Eved Sheinu Meshuchar, an Eved Kanani who's not freed at all. So Hakol comes to include a person who's partially freed but partially enslaved. He also is Chayiv in Riyah. So just understand, an Eved Kanani is a non-Jew. But when a Jew buys an Eved Kanani, a Goy, to be his Eved Kanani, he's now chayv in mitzvahs as much as a woman's chayv in mitzvahs. The Gezeirah Shavah Lala, the Gemara will tell us later on, Daf Gimel, that any mitzvahs that a woman is pater in, an Eved Kanani is pater in as well. So an Eved Kanani is going to be chayv. We'll have to see why that is, because if women are pater in Hariyah, the Mishnah says if women are pater in Karban Riyah, how come Avadim are going to be chayv? We'll see that later on. But either way, so an Eved Kanani in general is chayv in all mitzvahs except for those that women are patern. So then the Gemara says, Ulu Ravina, damar misha chetu eved chetu ben chorin patern minariya. He thinks not true. A half eved, a half ben chorin is actually exempt from bringing the carbon riya. So according to him, akol lasuyemai. Where does the word akol come to include? Who does it come to include? So lasuye chiger biyom rishon mispasha biyom sheni. A guy who has a limp, he has a broken leg, he can't make it the first day, and he gets healed on day two, he would be chayv. Even though day one he's pater, since he got healed on day two, he's chayv to bring the riyah on day two. That's what's coming to include. So the Gemara says hanichal. This makes sense. Leman damar kulon tashlumim zelazeh. So there's a machlokas in the Mishnah later on. When we say that you have to bring the carbon riyah day one, if you miss day one, so then you have to make it up. You have tashlumim the remaining days. So do we say really day one is the ideal? If you miss day two, you can make it up for day one. If you miss day two, so now day three is also made up for day one. And each day you miss is all making up for day one. That's one understanding. Or is if you miss day one, so you make it up on day two. Now day two is a new chiv. So if you miss day two, so day three is making up for day two. And then day four for day three, and day five for day four. The tashlumim is going back to the previous day, as opposed to all going back to day one. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah later on. So what we're saying here is, when you're coming to include a chiger, b'yom rishon, that became nispashet, that became healthy and strong on day two, that's the individual who is chayiv that Hakol is coming to include. He also is chayiv to bring the carbon riyah. So the Gemara says this only makes sense according to one man damar. Hanich l'man damar kulon tashlumim zelazeh. If you understand each day is a makeup for the previous day, so day two for day one, and three for two, and four for three, and so on, so then this makes sense. So even though the chiyur was pater in day one, day two is a completely new chiyuv now, so now he has to bring the carbon riyah. But ella l'man damar, if you assume kulam tashlumim dirishon, if you assume each day after is only coming to make up for day one, so once the chiyur is pater in day one, he's pater. There's no making up. If you're pater, if you're mamish onus and you can't make it, you don't have to, onus rachmana patre. There's no need to ever to make up for something you're onus for. It's something that was against your will. You couldn't control. It was out of your hands. So if you miss day one because you're a chigir, there's never ever making up for it. So you'd be pater for the remaining days. So if you assume that way, that kulam tashlumim derishon, then the question becomes hakol lasuye mai. What's the word hakol coming to include? Or who is the word hakol coming to include? So the Gemara says, lasuye suma ba'achas me'inav. To include a person who's blind only in one eye. That's what's coming to teach us. Udilo kiai tanya. It's not like the following tanya. Desani, the Braisa teaches us that Yochanan ben Dehavai Omer Mishum Reb Yehuda Suma ba'achas me'inav pater min ariyah. This tanya thinks a suma that's missing, that can't see in one eye is pater. Well, we're saying our mishnah includes a suma ba'achas me'inav is chayv. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that a summa me'ena, b'achas me'ena, is pater? Shenema, the pasuk says, yira, yira. So what does that mean? Yira, yira. It has to be, you're seeing how you're being seen. Right? When you go to see the Shekhinah, whatever that means, you are going to be, you're seen by Hashem as well. It's in two directions. So what does that mean? So they make the drasha. So, kiderech sheba liros, kach ba leiros. Just like you're coming to see, Hashem's coming to see you. There's a bit of a gear here, but Hashem sees you, so too you're being seen. Meaning, ma liros b'shtei einav, just like Hashem sees you with his two eyes, if you will, kaviyachol, af liros b'shtei einav, so too he should be seen by your two eyes. And if a person can't see with both eyes, he would be pater, according to his braisa. But we're saying our Mishnah argues, and our Mishnah says that the word akol comes to include a suma ba'achas me'einav. We're good? Is that a little too intense, everyone? We're good?
Just okay. Word,
yeah.
It's so, just one word. It's read
in Korean and ksiv. Exactly. Exactly. You want to look at Rashi. Okay, Rashi. And Rashi is yira, yira. There's a bachir, which I think puts in the kudos, I assume. See, so it says yira, yira. So it says Rashi, yira, ksiv, karinan, yira. So the word is really written in the pasuk. How is it written? As it's pronounced yira. Yira. And if one were reading it without nekudos, it's really, it's naturally read as yira. But since it's pronounced, we have the mesorah to pronounce it as yira, we make that drasha. So then the Gemara says, vibay seima, another suggestion is as follows. Li'olam kidamri me'ekara. Really what we said initially, and we said initially that what? The word akol comes to include a chetze be'eved, chetze ben chorin, that he's also chayv. But we had a question, the kakash lecha haravina. Then we have the question of Ravina. Ravina says, "A misha chetze eved chetze ben charon is pater min ariyah." So that goes against what we said, that a kol comes to include such an individual. So the Gemara says, "Lo kash, it's not a stira, kan kemishna rishona, kan kemishna achrona." This is a famous statement. We have several places in Shas. There was a first Mishnah, and then there was a change, and there was a Mishnah achrona, a second Mishnah. So what does this mean? So the Mishnah tells us, they quote another Mishnah. This Mishnah appears actually in Maseches Gittin, the Tnan. Misha chetzi ever v'chetzi ben chorin oved es rabo yom echad v'es asmo yom echad divrei beis hillel. So the way it works is, let's say an eved Kanani is owned by two partners. And one partner decides to free the eved. So now, one day he's mine, and one day he's free. One day, next day he's mine, then he's free. He goes back and forth. So says beis hillel, such a situation, so one day he works for me, and the next day he's free. That's how it works if one partner frees him. But Beis Shammai comes along, Amr Lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, very nice, to kantam as rabo. So me, you fixed. As the master, I have half ownership, so I get him half of the day. So it works out nicely for me as the Rav. But as Atzmo, lo tikantam. But the poor Eved, or Ben Chorin, this half and half guy, he wasn't fixed. Why? He can't marry anybody. Because lo tikantam, lisa shivcha, to marry a shivcha, en yachal. He's not allowed to marry because he's a bas, because he's a partially ben chorin, so a ben chorin. It's an issa deraisa for a ben chorin to marry a shivcha, and he's a half ben chorin. And he can't marry a bas chorin, he can't marry a free woman, because he's half Evan, and Evan Kanani can't marry a bas chorin. So the guy's stuck. So Livalta is going to sit there not having children? Valolo nivra olam, wasn't the world only created, lapiria rivia, to procreate, to have children? As the Pasuk says, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, lo sovra olam shevas yitzara. It wasn't lo sovra, it wasn't created for its soul, for chaos. L'shevas yitzara, it was created to procreate, to settle the land. So it's not fair. So what do you say? So Bishami says, Ella, mipnei tikkun olam, kofen es rabo. So since tikkun olam, for the benefit of this individual, for the benefit of creating more children in this world, Bishami says, mipnei tikkun olam, kofen es rabo, we make the rabo sheni, the other guy who still owns him, we make him, free him, v'osa oso ben chorin, now this individual could be fully free. V'chosiv lo shtar chetzi damav, so I write him a document handing him over the other half of himself. So that's what Beis Shammai suggests. So therefore, in light of this, Chazu Beis Hillel lehoros kedivrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Hillel, rather to Beis Shammai, and he agreed to retract and said, "You're right, Beis Shammai. Let such a person go free." In the end of the day, so chetzi ben chorin, Beis Hillel will not allow to remain in that state, and that's what we're saying before. Our Mishnah earlier was talking about before Beis Hillel retracted, where he allowed a chetzi ben chorin to remain in such a state of half-half. So he's allowed to function, so he's chayiv in the midst of Riyah. But then when Beis Hillel gave in to Beis Shammai, he says, you know what, we can't leave him in such a state. Let's free him. So now he's considered pater from all mitzvahs until we entirely free him and let him be a full-fledged ben chorin. There's so much to add here, by the way, so much. There's a whole tosis here about the mitzvah of which pasuk piruvu versus the lo sobara, about the mitzvah of nashim of piruvu. Should we go for it? What do you guys say? Tosos or Gemara? Tosos and tosos, yeah? Okay, let's do a tosos then? Okay. Let's do a tosos right here. I think it's the one, lo sobara, that one. It's the second wide one. Is that one I want? I think so. Yes, okay. So it says Tosos now. Hayase olim tfe mipuruvu. So Tosos asks a question. Why are you choosing the pasuk of losovara as opposed to puruvu? So he says, because losovara is a stronger ase. How do we know? Kedamar b'megillah b'perek basa daf chavzayin mocher adam sefer Torah lisa isha. Even though it's aser to sell sefer Torah in general for the purpose of... we learned this together. For the purpose of marrying a woman, you are allowed to sell Sefer Torah to have money to support a wife. Ulilmo Torah, and to learn. So Umaisi, and the Gemara there brings, what's the raya you could sell Sefer Torah for marrying a woman? Because Umaisi bring the pasuk lo sovara. They don't bring the pasuk pruvu. So lo sovara is the more serious pasuk, a stronger pasuk, just like in Megillah, so to hear in regards to freeing the Eved. About Yesh Mefarshim, there are those who hold Mishum de Eved lo mifkada a pirivya. No, you know why the Gemara couldn't bring the pasuk of puruvu? Because the Eved is pater from the mitzvah of puruvu. He's a chayv in the pasuk of lo sovara, a general idea of, you know, populating the world, but a mitzvah puruvu, a more direct mitzvah puruvu of having children of your own, as opposed to a more global understanding that the pater. Now Tosa doesn't tell us why he's pater. Anybody know why an Eved would be pater in the mitzvah puruvu? So let's go. Why is a woman pater in Puruvu? Women are pater in Puruvu. The question is, why are they pater? Kivshua. Right, Kivshua. The pasuk says Puruvu v'chavshua. And the Gemara Yivama says that only men who are b'nei chavshua are chayv in Puruvu. Who has to do Puruvu? Chavshua, those who are warriors. As opposed to women who are lav b'nei chavshua. They're not warriors, so women are pater in Puruvu. So now we have the connection I mentioned before, that an Eved Kanani is hukush Lu le Isha. They're connected to the same mitzvahs as a woman. So just like women are pater in Puruvu, so to Avadim are pater in Puruvu. However, there's a Mishnah Melech that writes that no, the only tour of women that apply to Neve Kanani are things that are related to mitzvahs Aseis Shazman Gramas. Things that are not related to mitzvahs Aseis Shazman Gramas, they're Chayvin. Things that are gender based, Avadim are men. They are Chavshu, they are warriors. Women are not warriors. So you can't bring a hekesh. So that's the machlokes here. How far do we take the connection to women? Do we say every ptur of women, regardless of why, applies to avadim, where only certain things that are mitzvahs, not say time-bound mitzvahs, but things that are gender-based, then avadim are men, even though women might be pater. Another example might be, just to bring it out further, there's a Mishnah in Kedushin Daf Chav Tes tells us that there are three isurim that women are pater from. All lavim women are chayvin, but there are three lavim that women are pater from. What are the three? Which one?
Can shave.
Right. Right. No, takifu and tashkis hazaken. They're connected. Cutting the payas, cutting the beard, and the kohanim, the tumas kohanim, they're not worn them. So now the question becomes, so now an eved kanani. So are they also pater in cutting their payas? Women are pater. Do we say the lav doesn't apply to avadim? They grow beards, though. Women don't grow beards. So that's a gender-based ptur. The reason why women are pater from payos and hashchas hazakan is because it's not shaykh to them, generally speaking. So that's why they're pater. So would you say the same thing by an eved kanani? It's gender-based. So that's another area comes up as well. Yeah. Well, the kibush doesn't mean acquiring, that's, it means just being in their nature of being physical and aggressive, I think. Okay. That's enough Tosha to do for now, I think. Okay. Fine. Vayta, in the Gemara. The Gemara now says we're around eight lines down from the top, the two dots. The Gemara quotes, Chutz mecheres shote vekata. We have time, we'll do a Tosha on an Aleph here. We'll see what we have. So, Chutz mecheres shote vekata. So, these are a list of individuals we said are pater in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So the Gemara says, Katani, Cheresh, Dumya, Deshote, V'katan. We group together always, but in this case we're pointing out, we're grouping a Cheresh together with a Shote and a Katan. So what's the significance? Ma Shote, V'katan, Dela, B'nei Dea. Everyone agrees a Shote doesn't have Das, a Katan doesn't have a sophisticated Das yet. So Av Cheresh must be the type of Cheresh that we're speaking of is a Cheresh, Dela, Bar, Dehu. It's a Cheresh that doesn't have any Das. So what does that mean? How does it help us with anything? So, Kamash Malan, Kiditan, this teaches us, like the mission that we have that appears in Maseches Trumos, Cheresh Shedibra Chachamim. Whenever the Chachamim speak of a Cheresh, the Chomakim all over the place, Eino Shemea Veino Medaber. He's talking about a situation that the Cheresh who not only can't hear, he's deaf, but he also cannot speak. That's what we're referring to here. Okay. But if Ho Medaber Veino Shemea, or Shemea Veino Medaber, Chayiv. If he's able to speak or hear only one, not the other, and certainly both, he is chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So then the Gemara says, look at Rashi just for a moment here. Rashi says, Medaber veino shemeh, around 10 narrow lines down, he could speak, but he can't hear. Tchilasa haya pikeach, initially he was a pikeach, he was able to speak and hear. Ad shelamad ledaber, he learned how to speak. And afterwards, he became deaf. That's how you have a situation where a deaf person is able to speak and articulate. So then the Gemara says, Tanin Elaha, the Tanur Rabbanan. So we learn in a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that what? The Tanur Rabbanan, Hamedaber Veino Shemeya Zehu Cheresh. Shemeya Veino Medaber Zehu Ilem. So a person who could speak and can't hear, he's a Cheresh. Person who could hear but can't speak is an Ilem. He's a mute. So these individuals are considered pikkum. They're considered pikeach. They're capable and have das and are able to perform all mitzvahs. They're chayiv in all mitzvahs. Okay. So now the Gemara says, "Umimai demedaber veino shemeya zeo cheresh, and shemeya veino medaber zeo ilam." What's the source? What's the pasuk that tells us that these are the terms that should be used? That a cheresh is a person who could speak but can't hear, and an ilam is a person who could hear but can't speak. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. This pasuk appears in, where is it, Mishlei? The Tehillim. It says, "Ani kicheresh lo eshma." I'm like a deaf person who I can't hear. Says David HaMelech, "Uchi ilam lo yiftach piv." I'm like an ilam, a mute who cannot open up his mouth. So this pasuk in Tehillim tells us that an ilam is this way and a cheresh is that way. So that's the first source. And then the Gemara says, "Ibayis ema." Alternatively, "Kid amri inchi," like people would say, Ishtakil milule. The word, at least explaining ilam, means that ilam is somehow an acronym, I guess, for ishtakil milule. His milim, his words, were taken away. He's not able to speak. And as opposed to learning it from the pasuk, they're learning it from the way people that adage that people would say. Okay, so now the Gemara says the two dots: medaber veino shemeya, shemeya veino medaber. He's chayv. The person who could do one without the other is chayv in ria, and it sounds like chayv in all mitzvahs as well. So the Gemara asks from a b'raisa, v'hasani, the b'raisa tells us, medaber veino shemeya, shemeya veino medaber, he's pater. such a person would be potter. So what's pshat? So Amar Ravina ve'itema yisei marava chesur mechsera. There's something missing here. So halchi katani. So by the way, chesur mechsera. Just to tell you, whenever you see chesur mechsera, the Tosus Yontif, I think it is, writes that how could there be so many chesur mechsera, so many mishnayos and brisa that are missing such key parts? In fact, where everything is the opposite of what it was initially presented. So the Tosus Yontif explains, based on Megillah, we learned at the other and the end of Megillah, the last daf talks about that. Learning is supposed to be a zemer, supposed to be a song, and remember everything. And Tosus there writes that you're supposed to, each mishnah had a unique tune to help remember it. So he says, in order for the mishnahs to be, you know, easily remembered and flow nicely with the tune, you have to have it has to be somehow rhythmic and poetic. So they have to take out some very important words, but they had to have it in such a way where it's easier to remember. And then afterwards, hoping that the people learning the mishnahs would be able to work backwards and figure out what part of the Mishnah was actually missing. But it wasn't that they lost parts of the Mishnayos, it was intentional in order to make it more rhythmic to fit into a tune. So either way, so the Gemara says there's a stira. One Mishnah, Brisa tells us that a medaber v'ino shemeya and a shemeya v'ino medaber is chayv. And the other Brisa says they're pater. So what's pshat here? So Amar Ravina v'yisei merava chesur mechsera, there's something missing. V'halchi katani, the way the Brisa should be read is as follows. Hakol chayavim b'riya, everyone's chayav b'riya, uvesimcha, now we haven't seen simcha yet, but the chayav in riya and in simcha, chutz mecheresh hamedaber veino shemeya, and shemeya veino medaber, shepater min ha-riya, they're pater from the riya, v'yaf api shepater min ha-riya, chay b'simcha. So one b'raisa said that said they were chayav, that was referring to that the chayav in simcha. The b'raisa that said that they're pater is referring to the pater in riya. And the Brisa finishes off saying, "Vesheina lo shemeya v'lo medaber." A person who cannot hear nor can he speak, and a shota v'katan pater af min simcha. They are pater even from the element of simcha. Why? Hol p'turin mikol mitzvos ha'amuros b'torah. Since they're pater in all mitzvos in the Torah, they're pater from simcha as well. So in the end of the day, we're finding out that a shomeya v'ino medaber or medaber v'ino shemeya is chayv in simcha, even though they're pater in riyah. The simcha we're talking about here is, I think, referring to Karban Shlamim, right? The Shlamim Simcha, I believe. Okay. And now the Gemara says we're going to read one last Brisa and we'll stop here. Maybe since it's early, maybe we'll even do a Tosus on Amud Aleph quickly. But let's just get to the end of the Brisa. The Brisa now says, Tanin Amihachi. The Brisa also says, Hakol Chayavim Beria Uvesimcha. Everyone's Chayav in Ria Simcha. Chutz Mecheresh Hamedaber Veino Shamea and a Shamea Ven Medaber. Sheptur Minaria. V'Ava Pisha Pata Minaria. Chayav Besimcha, like we said. And again, v'she'ena lo shemei v'lo ha-medaber, v'shota v'katan, all these individuals are p'turin af min ha-simcha. Why? Because ho'el v'p'turin min ha-mikol mitzvos ha-amuros b'Torah. Okay, fine. So let's look quickly on the Tosus Amud Aleph. Since we were mentioned chidich before, there's a very important Tosus here, Dibur Mascha, I think it's Ezu Katan, I think that's one we want to do. Talks about how far does one have to be medaktik in the chinuch of a children. So look what Tosus writes here. Ezu katan, kol she'eno yachol lirkov. Any child who's not able to ride his father's shoulders to go from Yerushalayim to Har Bayis would be pater. But if he is able to, then that katan's chayiv midin chinuch. Misham v'hala, says Tosus, havalei higil chinuch, umidirabanan hu dimichuyov, v'tzarech lahavi karbonosov nidava. So now this gets tricky here. We have a concept, ein mevin chulin, be'azara. You can't bring chulin animals into be'azara. So now this katan is only chayiv on a derabanan level. So now he's maktish his animal. But he's not really chayiv to bring an animal because he's really pater on a derais level. So he's chayiv mederabanan. So now he's bringing a karban that's chayiv mederabanan, but that's really chulin. So now he's bringing a chulin be'azara. So how do you get around that? So Tosa says you have to make this karban into a nadava. It's not really a karban riyah, it's a nadava. Nadav is a special carbon you can bring whenever you want. Not whenever you want. You can't bring it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But any other day, you can bring it as a nadava. You could bring it just to dedicate a carbon to the base of Mikdash. But it's not actually the carbon Riyah, because that would be a problem of Chulin Bazar. But then he says, wait a second. We're talking about Yom Tov here, the first day of Sukkot, or the first day of Pesach, or Shavuos. So the problem is, bringing a nadava on Yom Tov, Uleman Damar and the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Yutes, Ein Kraven Be Yom Tov, Ain Kraven Adlamachar Bachal Hamoid. So then if you hold you can't bring in a dava on Yantif, because you can only bring you can only bring things for yourself, but you can't bring lachem velo legavo. The Gemara says you can't bring a carbon nedav on Yantif, so you have to bring it the day after for the katan on your chol hamoed. You could bring the nedava. That goes weiter, guys, or is Kach himself?
Why can't the katan be responsible for bringing his own?
Because even if he's responsible for his own, he's still the chiyuv is only on a derabbanan level. And that, since it's really mikadin, it's really chulin animal, ein mevin chulin bazara. So he can. If you give him something that I'm giving to the katan where the father has no rights on it, then that would stay to the katan. You could make
such a.
That's chesmakna. You could focus your kinyan to the katan where the father won't have any rights to it. Jump now to the end of that Tosos. We'll read the last three lines and we'll stop here. If you go to the last three lines of this very Tosos, where it says the halfway down the line, V'chi Tema, it says V'chi Tema, Mikol Makom, Ki Maisi Lehem Nedava, Heichi Samech Allah. The Katan Eino Somech, Kedisa B'Menachos, Peperk Shnei Midos. So how does he do Smicha? When you bring a carbon, you're supposed to do Smicha on every single, most carbonos, you're supposed to do Smicha. Now the Gemara tells us that a Katan is not allowed to do Smicha. So how is he able to do Smicha here? How do you get around that problem? If chinuch has to really be exactly the way it's done in the derais level, right? Every chinuch has to be exactly. You can't buy a lemon for an esrog for your child. It has to be a kosher esrog. It has to be a kosher lulav. So how could you have him bring this carbon if he's not doing the smicha? That's a very important element of the carbon. So it says Tosfos v'yesh lomar afan gav d'lo samech aleh. Even though he didn't do smicha, mikol makom dami l'chinuch b'no. It's enough. Meaning Tosfos says you don't have to be so precise. When doing chinuch, at least it's somehow in the vicinity, it looks like it, that's enough. Which is very challenging because many Rishonim argue on this that it does have to be a kosher, carbon, a kosher, everything else. Okay, let's stop here. Hope it wasn't too much kosher for you guys, but and we'll pick up Mirat Hashem tomorrow.